Adam Pengilly, morning to you, mate. How are you?
Morning, Jared. Morning, boys.
Now, William Haggas has spoken to Ray Thomas and said, look, if he was here, probably wouldn't run. No good on a dry track. Loz and I threw up whether he might be foxing or not. I think we pointed to something Willie Mullins might have said ahead of one of his Melbourne Cup runners a few years ago, where he virtually ruled him out as a chance and ended up running a place. But what do you think here with a Dave on Saturday heading towards the Queen Elizabeth?
Well, first of all, Jared, it's a fascinating comment, isn't it, to say that if he wasn't so far away from home, he probably wouldn't be running given the ground we're expected to get at Randwick on Saturday, which to me suggests the horse is maybe not going as good as what they'd hoped he'd go, coming out to Australia for a second time. And the addition of these blinkers has really got me intrigued as well. Obviously, it's almost a concession that they think the Very Elegant's got the wood on them at the moment. They need to find an extra length or two to try and bridge that gap, I suppose, so to speak. And the fact that he's never worn them before in his career in the past, to me, it was almost an admission that he's probably not quite going as well as what they'd hoped. So it all sets up for a fascinating race there on the weekend. I'm still in the corner of Very Elegant as it stands at the moment. I think the drier track definitely will play into her hands over a day. They're both great on wet tracks, but he is just a superior wet tracker to almost anything else in the world, you could probably argue. So I'll tell you what, there's a few games being played a few days out from the race, and you love to see it, don't you? It's just pure theatre in the build-up.
What about a horse like Mugger 2 and Sir Dragon A in this contest? I mean, it's all about a Dave and all about Very Elegant, but are we underestimating these two horses?
Yeah, potentially, Laurie, to be honest. I don't want to rule them out as it stands at the moment. I thought Mugger 2 was probably a little bit flat in the Doncaster last week, and maybe he needs that 2,000 metres now. I know Huey Bowman's not giving up the ghost yet in terms of challenging the top two, and Kieran Maher is just absolutely brimming with confidence about Sir Dragon A. I know he was a little bit away from both Very Elegant and a Dave in the Randbet Stakes a couple of starts ago, but he was great in the BMW. And I think we probably pegged him, and I'm first put my hand up, a little bit unfairly as a wet tracker when he first came down to Australia. He's sort of shown that he can handle that dry ground. And when he was failing on those dry tracks early in his campaign, it was over the shorter trips. So maybe now he's had a bit of racing. He's going to appreciate that fitness. Obviously, he's been building up over the last few starts, and he can come into his own. So I've got to take Kieran on face value. He's really confident about Sir Dragon A's chances there on the weekend. So I'm saying that the top two have got a little bit of an edge on Mugger 2 and Sir Dragon A, but I'm not just saying it's a two-horse race, in my opinion.
All right, Godolphin have locked in a slot for the Everest.
Yeah, no great surprise, was it, Jared? They've obviously picked up this slot for Damien Fleur the last couple of years on a one-year agreement, but given Damien's facing a long sentence in jail after pleading guilty to those drugs charges, the slot was up for grabs, and they're the ones that picked it up on a three-year term. So they've come close, as I heard JR sort of talk about before, with Osborne Bulls and Bivouac and Trekking running placings. I'm sure they'll have plenty of good sprinters coming through their system in the next few years. They can sort of aim towards the race. And, yeah, good to see them as part of the race going forward for the next 3 years.
I see David Van Dyke has decided to return to Eagle Farm. He's starting to run his horses there again.
Yeah, that's right, Laurie. So he hasn't run any horses there since January after all that hullabaloo over the track in the early part of the year. And David's obviously had a look at the track in the last couple of months. He thinks it's playing a little bit fairer now. And obviously his horses that are racing from other stables are pulling up okay after racing on that surface. And I don't think there's any question that the Queensland Winter Carnival's around the corner. So it probably had a fair bit to do with his decision as well. So he'll start bringing those horses down from his Sunshine Coast base. He's confident in the track and the way it's been playing at the moment. And good to see one of Queensland's best trainers finally returning his horses to the premier racetrack in the state.
As a resident of southern Sydney, what have you made of the Cronulla-Sutherland handling of the
got
changing
the four
sales
sign out the front of his house now?
It's fascinating, isn't it, Jared? I've heard you guys talking about it all morning. I think Laurie has pretty much hit the nail on the head. The one thing I'll say is the Sharks have got every right to target whatever coach they want to target, and they're ambitious. So they've got their, I suppose they're saying they've got their house in order off the field now. Their financial position's a lot better. They want to be a regular top four club year in, year out. And they had concerns. They didn't think John Morris could take them potentially to that, I suppose, that standing. Could have been handled better? Yeah, no doubt, obviously. I feel a little bit sorry for John Morris. I feel sorry for his family. The one thing I will say, that meeting on Monday, we've only really heard one side of the story about what happened at that meeting on Monday. Now, John Morris came out saying, he did an interview with Danny Widler saying he was hopeful to get a new deal. Chris Orr came out virtually telling the world that he thought his client was still in the pole position to get the job. Now, we haven't heard what happened at that meeting from the Sharks' point of view, have we? Mm. So I think we've just got to be a little bit careful about deducing what happened from that meeting on Monday afternoon with Dino Mezzatesta, because we've only really heard from John Morris and Chris Orr what their version of events was. It obviously flipped around very quickly yesterday in that 24-hour period. And I'm a little bit surprised that John Morris walked away, Laurie, in my point of view. I thought he might have tried to stay on and maybe...
Do you think he walked away, or do you think they've come to an arrangement where, you know, we'll pay you out for the rest of the year and away we go and non-disclosure and all that type of stuff.
I'm not 100% sure on that, Laurie, to be fair, but the stuff that I was hearing yesterday around sort of late or sort of early afternoon, sort of mid-afternoon, was that it would be in, the ball would be in his court if he wanted to stay on for the rest of the year. So he's obviously come to some sort of arrangement with Dino Mezzatesta to leave. I don't know. I thought he might have just wanted to hang in there and try and take them back to the finals for a third straight year and really say, well, pick it up. Look what I've done with his club. I've taken to the finals for three straight years and you're still getting rid of me. But obviously he had his reasons for maybe not wanting to do that.
Yeah, I think once you decide to go or the decision's been made, I think the Sharks have done the right thing there. In that regard, I think the Sharks have done just cut it clean.
Yeah. And I think Craig Fitzgibbon, to be fair, will be able to bring a fair few players to the club. He's obviously got that attraction, having worked with the New South Wales Origin players for the last couple of years in camp there. He knows the Roosters system back to front, obviously have good relationships with a lot of the Roosters players. So we'll wait and see how it plays out. I wish him all the best. I do feel a little bit sorry for John Morris, but the Sharks just got to get on with the job and just try and win some footy games and get back to the finals this year.
Have a great day, mate.
See you, boys.